Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures and cattle futures, mostly lower yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We saw the cattle complex close negative for the second straight session on head selling and profit taking. Now, the past four sessions, we have seen the choice box beef price go up a total of $14.64. Keep in mind, just back on Monday, the 21st of December, the price was the lowest it had been on choice box beef since August of 2013. We saw yesterday the choice box beef up $5.08 for the session. Select boxes were up $4.46 on a total movement of 136 loads. Cattle kill came in at 108,000 head. The cash feeder index was down 14 cents, and the lean hogs closed mostly on a negative note. On the close yesterday, February cattle 65 cents lower. March feeder cattle also 65 cents lower. Feb lean hogs were 2 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the grain futures yesterday. The wheat, the corn, and soybeans all finished higher.
That's right. The wheat, the corn, soybeans had positive closes yesterday. Now, this is after closing negative the two previous sessions. Tuesday, we also saw the corn make a new contract low for the second straight session, and the wheat early in the session traded near their contract lows. Now, news-wise, very quiet yesterday in the trading session, but overnight trading activity has been very active, and the grains have been holding mostly on a positive note. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher. March corn's up a penny. March soybeans trading three and a quarter higher. March cotton's up 19 points. February crude oil down 99 cents. The March dollar index 17 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures trading 53 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We're going to wrap it up now, and that's going to do it for us this morning. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.